Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This losing streak, it is over. Jake Eisenberg on the call there. Royals Radio Network right here on 96.5. The Fan, you're home for the Royals. Off day today, but man, what a different vibe. What a different vibe. They would have been losing eight in a row heading into an off day and all that. It also just makes the Chiefs game tonight feel even better. I don't know about you. Like, just everything can settle down. We can all take a deep breath. We know there's going to be Royals players at the game tonight. We talked to somebody the other day that we know of at least three different Royals players that'll be in a suite at the Chiefs game tonight. And so it just changes the entire feeling around them, because somebody would have been upset that they were at the Chiefs game or something.
How do you win before you go do what? Live life?
I know. Somebody would have been upset. Like, how dare they live their life and, you know, not be miserable. But because they won, I don't think we're going to have to worry about anybody trying to make that kind of take. So it was much needed. And how about Tommy Pham? Yesterday, you and I talked about him leading off, and normally maybe for a team contending for the postseason, you wouldn't have necessarily predicted that. But since he's been on the Royals, and it's, what, a weak sample size of games, basically.
Yeah, roughly.
He gets the home run
off
yesterday.
The street,
his biggest hit, obviously, as a Royal by far. And boy, oh boy, do they need it. But he's done a really nice job leading off for this team when they don't have a leadoff hitter, because they've been trying to find that guy ever since Mikel Garcia, unfortunately, got moved out of that spot because he had struggled.
No reason why I thought Tommy Pham was going to work in that role. He was on the street. We talked about him as a potential trade candidate for the Royals at the deadline. The team he ended up with, he didn't even stay with. They had moved on and gone on to different things. But this is the difference between having at least one experienced player who has gone through these kinds of runs before and understands how to maybe help you snap out of them, a guy in Tommy Pham who's been on some playoff contending teams before, versus what you've had. It was a perfect night. For all the, and you and I, you know, like, people are critical, obviously, because you and I were like, hey, relax a little. They do still have a 4.5 game cushion. I can't chicken little this morning if they still do have a position in the playoffs to fight for and that they are fighting for, etc. Because that's how I felt. It felt okay. Now, after last night, 5.5 games up on Detroit, 5.5 games up on the Mariners, 5.5 games up on Boston. So they're, like, just to tie. And a couple of these teams have a tiebreaker against the Royals, so I'll admit that. If the Royals manage to scratch across 500 the rest of the way, and the numbers will change a little bit if it's not, but if they manage to turn 500 the rest of the way, then the team who will have to catch them in order to just get to the same record will have to go 17-5. Let me ask you, those three teams, Gold, do you think they're even capable of it? Do you think Boston or Detroit, or do you think any of those teams are capable of going 17-5? No chance.
No chance, but also, like, there's only one team that has even played solid baseball out of that bunch recently, and it's the Detroit Tigers. The Red Sox are a mess.
They're playing worse than the Royals.
They've lost 5 in a row. The Mariners just haven't been consistent enough. The Tigers are playing really, really good baseball right now, but do we believe they're keeping this up? I don't. The Royals are in a great spot still. They really are. You know, the losing streak, now that they're out of that, and you get the day off. Now the Twins come into town on Friday at Kauffman Stadium. It's just a whole different feeling heading into that series. And last night in particular, and that's two outings in a row, though, but last night in particular, Seth Lugo, once again, looked like all-star Seth Lugo.
Correct.
In back-to-back outings. He was sensational last night. We talk about stoppers in the rotation. He would have liked to, of course, had it before, got to 7, but he was the stopper last night. Plus, Urseg did his thing in the night. Like, everything went the way you kind of were hoping it would go. I know it's not like they after that home run, they didn't have a ton of hits after that. They still clearly got to get some guys
going. They got pitching. Lugo was good.
But when you get pitching, four runs will get it done. You're getting that kind of four runs will get it done. And boy, they didn't need that. They didn't need that hit from Tommy Pham. And hopefully it just allows him to kind of cool off a little bit from in a good way. Right. In terms of the pressure and eases things a little bit in the clubhouse.
I think that's got to take, because that's what we talked about. You got to just stop the bleeding so that you can, like, take a breath. What had happened during that stretch was they couldn't even take a breath. They're just getting punched in the gut over and over again. You're like, get in the ring, get in the corner, let them work the ice pack. Like, get a feeling of being normal again for even 5 seconds, and then maybe you can right the ship, get back to where you were, get comfortable again, so that you can start doing the things you did well. What did they do last night? Seth Lugo goes 7 absolutely glorious innings for the Royals in nearly perfect baseball. Urseg comes in and looks like Urseg again. Like, it was, yep. Bubich really dominated. That was the ugliest swing I've seen Stephen Kwan take all year on that strikeout. He struck out twice in a game. Do you know how often Stephen Kwan strikes out twice in a game? It's like 4 times all year. It doesn't happen. So the pitching did what they were supposed to do. Bubich made him look bad. Urseg looked good. Lugo was great. And Tommy Pham, just some different hero. That's what we talked about. Anyone else coming through to help you win one game is what it was going to take to feel good again. So,
and then Robbie Grossman, his first game too, comes up with a nice hit.
What a weird grouping of players right now. You know, I mean,
they were all on the White Sox together at one point, right?
But two weeks ago, we weren't thinking about Tommy Pham or Grossman or Gurriel or like what is this collection of players that now all of a sudden we're counting on?
Injuries have made it somewhat of a necessity. They had to go out and make moves. And once again, we've seen the front office and ownership, from their actions in the offseason to their actions after the Vinny injury, that they were going to continue to be aggressive. And they made the moves that you could make given the time frame. I mean, past the trade deadline. So, I mean, they made the moves that were actually possible, and they made the most of it. And so far, Tommy Pham, he helped them win a baseball game last night.
He did. He's the single biggest reason. Maybe Lugo's the single biggest reason, but
that's why I said help. But yes.
I mean, he's one of the two most important reasons they won a baseball game last night. I don't care about the rest of it or where he ranks amongst it. They just needed it. Like, honest to God, I was pretty nervous. I was sitting on the couch after my kid finished soccer practice last night. I had promised a song for Friday, but we had the game tonight. So I've completed the song, but I was working on it last night being like, oh God, I hope that going into this, it's not an 8-game losing streak. I wanted them to win last night. I wanted to feel better about the direction that this team was going in, that they still had the life. And honest to God, what's funny is, had they lost last night, Gold, we'd have come in here and had to say the same thing. Same spot they were just in, still 4.5 games up in the wild card spot. Now there's only 22 games left. That's the most important thing you need to know about where the Royals are right now, which is how many games are there left and how many games are they still up for these teams to actually make up the difference? Because every day it goes by and there's still the same number of games away, 5% less chance they catch the Royals, maybe more.
Yeah, the math, I mean, that's the whole magic number thing. Like, eventually, you know, that's where we're starting to get in that territory. And fortunately, the Royals have ended that losing streak.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.